Keeping it real since 1989. I'm Britt Harris, and I do want to welcome you again to the Glow Up podcast. Now, I know it's been a long time. I'm kind of pivoting. I'm really trying to get a good grasp on topics and titles and things that I want to discuss with you all as my brand is pivoting. So my podcast has to do a little shake up too. You know, I want to keep it a little mixed in there. But today I did get on to, you know, chat with you all about, as far as brands and influencers and product reviews and all that good stuff, like to see kind of where you all stand with that. What are your opinions on it? How do you feel about it? Because like I said, my brand is pivoting. So I'm kind of getting more over into the influencer side than I am the actual, you know, business side of it. I mean, I guess I take that back, because as being an influencer, you are running your own business and your brand is your business when you are an influencer, as we all know. So like I said, I'm pivoting here. I'm still helping you keep that mean bitch over there in the corner, because she don't need to come out at all, period. She does nobody no good, period. She's just not useful to anyone at any point in time. But I was doing some writing today. I haven't even put up a blog post in a while, but I was doing some writing today, and it just dawned on me that, you know, I'm really kind of in the midst, you know, like in a weird, you know, like an awkward point in my writing and in building my business. I'm kind of on the fence. I wouldn't say on the fence. As you can tell, it's a little confusing on my end. I'm not quite on the fence, but it's like a weird position, a weird situation here for me. Like I said, I still am in the midst of building myself as my building out myself as my brand, and I'm also in the midst of trying to establish a good business plan for things to come, because Britt Harris is the brand, but I do have some things to come along the umbrella of Britt Harris as the company. You know, I'll speak about those, you know, when they do come to pass, because right now I'm still trying to get a grip on the scheduling of the blog post and the podcast, and, you know, to keep everything in line. When you're starting a business and building a business, you know, scheduling and planning is everything. Do you hear me? I'm going to repeat that for the people in the back over there in the corner who are not paying attention. When you are building a business, scheduling and planning is everything. And I need to take my own advice and get on the ball with getting everything scheduled and planned out like it's supposed to be, because as of right now, I'm falling behind. I'm a week behind on blog posts. I am way behind on podcast episodes. But, you know, that's life. You know, that's life. The kids went back to school, so that kind of threw off my schedule, because now where I had all day to kind of blog and plan and podcast and write, it now comes down to I have maybe about 6 hours out of my day to plan and blog and podcast. And when you have that small amount of time, you know, every day, then on the weekends, you know, my time is really devoted strictly to my family. Because if you follow me on Instagram or Facebook or wherever, you'll notice that I do not post anything on the weekends, because the weekends is strictly devoted to my family, because they are first. And, you know, business is business. Business will always be there. But my family, you know, these moments with my kids, I can't get those back because they're still young. So I really have only about 6 hours out of the day, because once they come home from school, we have homework, and then we have to study, and then we have to cook dinner, and then we have bedtime routines. And then by the time I'm done with that, I want to go to sleep my doggone self. So I can't sit up and, you know, plan and schedule like I want to. And then the two-year-old is still at home, so technically it's not even really 6 hours that I have to work, because I'm still having to deal with the two-year-old at the same time. So, you know, blogging and scheduling, planning, you know, that's a good podcast. The Yeah, so like I was saying, blogging and scheduling everything about podcasts, that would be a good title for a blog post or something. But, you know, I'll work on it. But like I said, with school and everything, the schedule is not as it should be. But we're going to get back on track here shortly. But as right now, I'm using Anchor to kind of get my podcast up and going. But I'm transitioning over. I did take the leap and join Podcast Paradise by John Lee Dumas. So we're going to see where that goes and see if I can't turn my podcast into something a little bit more major here. But that is all for now, friends. Until next time, see ya. Bye-bye.